And you are live right now in Studio A with us here at Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. I am Kate Botello here with special guests. Carol Jansch is here to play her tuba, and we will be chatting with her, and she'll be performing with Ellen Sommer-Bottorff is here playing the piano. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Carol, I have to tell you, I was pretty excited to meet you. I'm relatively new at Interlochen Public Radio, and you are something of a legend in these parts.
That's so.
In the good way. In the good legend. When you were here at Interlochen Arts Academy, you performed in collage and did a piece of performance art with Rimsky-Korsakov. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I played Flight of the Bumblebee in costume.
In a V costume.
Indeed. My mom made it for me.
She did. That's awesome.
Yeah. The stuffing of about a dozen pillows in there. It's pretty fantastic.
Was it difficult to coordinate the tuba with the costume?
It sort of like sags down by my knees. So like there was room to hold the tuba still.
Now, how did this come to you?
Another one of my tuba childhood heroes, Patrick Sheridan, who I believe came to the camp here, back in the day, but, he does like funny lollipops things. He's one of his recordings. He has like lollipops like coming out of his head as like antennae.
And oh, wow.
So like, so he does goofy stuff. He's been known to play Fly the Bumblebee in a bee suit. So I played his arrangement and totally copied him all the way. But yeah, so that's what I applied for collage and spun in a little circle in the middle of it as he played.
That's choreo that you won't be able to see here. You'll just have to picture it in your minds. And you repeated that on From the Top. Is that true?
Yeah.
With the suit and the whole shebang?
Which is makes a lot of sense to wear a costume for a radio show. But, you know, give the people what they want.
Exactly. That's true. Oh, that's so cool. So you are, and I have to tell you, I think of you as kind of a revolutionary player in a lot of ways, not just because, you know, you're creative enough to turn your tuba into performance art, but I mean, you are the first ever woman to hold a principal tuba chair with a major orchestra, are you not?
That's correct.
I mean, that's huge, to use that kind of word. That is huge. And in fact, are you also the first woman to just play tuba at all with a major symphony? Okay, no, but you are the first chair. So tell us how that came to be, because it happened pretty quickly after your college career.
How I came to be female, or
that one's pretty innate. Yes.
No. So how I won the job?
Yeah. How you came to that, because that's kind of like right out of college. That seems kind of unusual.
Right. I was still in college. The first audition happened in Philadelphia my junior year of college. I was at the University of Michigan. And I was just sort of the type to apply to everything that I possibly could. So whether it was a tuba competition or a solo thing or an audition, as they come up, especially for tuba, there's one in every orchestra.
Right.
So like you have to hop on that because it's literally a once in a lifetime opportunity. So even though I was like, was I 19 at the time, 20? So like I was definitely not ready for a job. I would still apply for all of them that came up. And when I was in school, there were a lot of orchestra openings, which is rare for tuba. Mm-hmm. There's just a bunch of them. And so I applied, and I was used to like getting rejection letters because like my resume was basically like, Carol is in college. And so so I was used to getting rejected. So I got a rejection letter from Philadelphia, and it was like totally normal. But the thing is that they had their first audition, which I was not at, and they didn't hire anyone that time. And they were looking for people who couldn't make the first audition to play this like invite-only audition. And I happened to send a tape to Bar Harbor Brass Week, which is run by my now colleagues in the trombone section, Matt Vaughn, who was just here, and Blair Bullinger. And they heard my tape and got me an audition that way. So it was really a stroke of luck in a way. And so... Yeah, that's not the audition I want. It's like kind of a complicated long story. I don't know how much time we have, but yeah, I ended up playing as a substitute with the orchestra mm-hmm. after that. And they had the last audition in February of 06. That was during my senior year. They asked me to play the entire month of February with the orchestra. And I was like, yeah, I'll skip school to do that. And they weren't technically trial weeks per se. Like, I wasn't like up for the job at that point. But I think the fact that they heard me play, like the first week of February was Bruckner 7 with Simon Rattle conducting.
Oh, my goodness.
So kind of a big deal tuba part, kind of a big deal concert. Yeah. And it's not what technically got me the job, but I think they would have had more qualms about hiring a 20-year-old girl had they not heard me do okay with that. So that definitely helped. So it was the end of February 2006 that I won the gig, the third audition that they held for Principal Tuba in Philadelphia Orchestra. So I went and finished school because I had like 2 months left on my degree at Michigan. Finished school and then came and started during the summer.
So I just think that is just fabulous. Yeah. If I can editorialize for a moment, I think that's fabulous. Another couple of revolutionary things about you that just kind of crack me up. I think they're brilliant. But okay, you are an ultimate Frisbee player, but you also throw something else.
this is okay. It's the oldest story ever, but awesome. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Tell us about the tuba throwing competition, please.
So the tuba throwing competition, which I'm really sad because they don't happen anymore. Like they used to have every time there's a tuba conference, there used to be a tuba throwing competition. It's this event that like everyone just sort of like lets off some steam from the conference by like just like chucking these like crappy old horns that they found at the flea market or whatever. And just like seeing how far you can throw. Because it's super fun, right? Why not? Just like have a tuba throwing competition. So the year that I participated was the kind of, I think it was the last year that it happened. Was in the conference was in Lahti, Finland, in 2001, and they did it on a dock there because you know Finland is the land of lakes, right?
Right.
So, and so. But they had this old horn that was plugged up with styrofoam on the ends, so it floated, and it was attached to a rope. And so, like, you threw it into the water, and then, like, they could measure how far you threw it by, like, how much rope went out. So as I was observing the people who went before me, I noticed that the people who were throwing the horn the farthest were the people who were, like, following that momentum into the water themselves. So, like, the people who jumped in with the tuba threw it the farthest. And so, like, so I jumped in with it. And since I was the only girl who was willing to do that, I threw it the farthest. So I won the women's division of the tuba throwing competition in 2001.
Well, that's great. You were willing to put life and limb on the line to make
happen. Why? Yeah. Sacrifice some wet clothes for glory, of course.
Of course. And it lasts. The glory has lasted low all this time. Yeah. So, oh, that's wonderful. Now, tell us, you have a long history. You're here in Interlaken for a purpose. You are teaching the institutes right now. You came here as a camper.
Junior camper.
A junior.
20 years ago.
Wow. So you were a little peanut here. You started with piano and then euphonium. And then when was your big tuba moment? You were 12 when you took on the tuba.
I sort of dabbled in seventh grade. There was no tuba player in the band at that point. And they had a couple of them like lying around. So I just sort of went back and forth and just ultimately said, like, no, this one's more fun. This one would be more burdensome to carry around. This seems like a good idea. That wasn't my logic at the time, but
but that was how it worked out.
It is.
So how is this for you, coming back and being on the other side of the stage now? And now you're teaching.
Well, I've been back as I was Allstate faculty for
yes.
3 summers when I was at Michigan. And this is my second summer coming to the Institute. It's just always amazing coming back. I love it here that like so many every corner that I turn, there's like another memory somewhere. And it's just like nostalgia, like filling the brim. So yeah, I'm just, it just like fills me with happiness to be here. So I'm just like really glad that I keep getting opportunities to come back. So
great. Well, we hope you keep coming back again. You're a legend around these parts. So, you know, now one thing that you like to do is interesting arrangement in terms of pieces for tuba that aren't necessarily for tuba or that aren't that familiar with the tuba. And you're going to play us one of these pieces today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us about what we're going to hear today.
Right. So I just, I like playing music, and I don't really think of myself necessarily as a tuba player first, that I'm just the musician who happens to play the tuba. That's my vehicle or whatever. So when I hear a piece of music that I like and I want to play it, I just try to make it happen. So, yeah, so I'm going to play Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy on the tuba.
Wonderful. Please do. Carol Jansch will be performing right now with Ellen Sommerbottor playing the piano. Thank you. Okay, I'm afraid to move. We all had to take a moment after that. That was so great. Wow. Okay, a huge surprise for people who had not thought of elegant, silky, romantic tuba. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. Wow.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you both. That was just gorgeous. Okay, if we want to see you, obviously we can go see your orchestra play. But if we want to see you in other ways, do you do recitals or tour around or?
Every once in a while. Yeah, so I'm just mostly with the orchestra this summer. So we're going to be in Vail, Colorado at Bravo Vail Festival in July, and then we're in Saratoga Springs for 3 weeks in August, and some outdoor concerts in Philly throughout the summer. So yeah, come check us out if you can.
Granny, many, many chances to do so. Carol Jansch, thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks for
having
us.
This was just wonderful. And thank you, Ellen Sommer-Bottorff. Thank you so much for playing the piano. Wonderful stuff, ladies. Thank you for tuning in. This is live from Studio A at Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. We now return to Performance Today, already in progress.